Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So, you've done it. You've climbed to the top of the pyramid. I suppose you're here to kill me. But before you do, would you like to know the secret of my pyramid?
I'm not interested in your secrets, Pyramid Lord.
But, you see, the secret is all the poor people are at the very bottom of the pyramid, and me, the most powerful person in the pyramid, is at the very top.
I know. I fought my way up the pyramid to kill you. I noticed that the higher up the pyramid I went, the richer and more elegant the dwellers became. Me, personally, I was at the very bottom of this awful pyramid, where all of my friends are sickly and starving, and they wear tattered clothes. But in stark contrast to me and my bottom dweller friends, the people in the level just below this one were all dressed like libertines in lavish silken gowns and colorful pastel wigs. I'm pretty sure they ate nothing but decadent cakes full of precious sugar.
I know all that. It's my pyramid. And I also know you're here to kill me. I guess you already discovered the biggest secret of the pyramid, which is me, the Pyramid Lord. I'm not just a silly myth. I exist, and I'm very rich, and I live at the top of this pyramid. Is there another secret I can tell you? There must be something else you would like to know.
I want to know how you want to die, Pyramid Lord.
Ah, I've thought about this every day of my life. I'd like to not die. That's why I built this pyramid. I plan to live here forever in this room at the top of the pyramid. In this triangular room. This triangular tiny room. It's the only room in the pyramid that is in the shape of a pyramid, you see. So it's extra special. Now, I'm sure you're curious why the other levels exist at all.
Not really.
It's because I needed to put a base on the pyramid to make it taller. And the whole idea is that I would live forever in my tiny pyramid.
but you get to see the sky, and we don't.
Yes, the pyramid grew so tall that I monopolized the sky. This is the only place that has access to fresh water via condensation. It's so hot and dry at the base, but cool and moist here at the top. I drink clouds all day, yum yum.
And we have to drink your piss.
And you have to drink my piss, yes.
It doesn't even get purified through any kind of filter as it drips down the pyramid.
That is how I designed it, to trickle down the pyramid. My beautiful piss is drank by the second most high up in the pyramid, and then they piss on the third most high up, and the piss keeps going down the pyramid. You see, I call it trickle-down pyramid piss.
Do you eat us when we die?
Heavens no! Heavens no! I eat top pyramid food.
Is that birds? Because we have to eat bugs, because they're on the ground.
Yes, it is birds. I eat birds, and I drink clouds.
You eat delicious birds, while we eat bugs and worms and drink trickle-down piss.
As you should. As blocks in the pyramid, you must eat the dirty worms and drink the filthy piss of all the pyramid people, which is the order of things. That is nature's way. Nature pisses on all of us, you see, and I have conquered nature with my pyramid house.
Nature pisses on all of us? Who pisses on you?
God pisses on me! Directly into my mouth! It is she who granted me centuries of life, and I shall return the favor by pissing in God's mouth through you, because that is the nature of things as well. My reward for making the pyramid and giving you a home is I get to pee in God's mouth. Don't you get it? Don't you see? That is the way of my pyramid.
Centuries of eating birds has made you insane.
Perhaps. Perhaps the birds have parasites I should look into. You know so much about me, yet I know nothing of your ways. Tell me about the base dweller lifestyle.
We eat bugs.
Yes, yes.
We drink piss.
Oh, yes, yes.
We're all really close.
Oh, okay.
But it sucks because we have nobody to look down on.
Oh, that's terrible.
And sometimes your enforcers kidnap our brightest base dwellers and give them jobs against their will.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw some of them as I climbed through the levels of the pyramid. They seemed slightly more happy than us for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But then not that happy, and they hoped that they'd get to go up another level.
Okay. Yes,
actually, another thing I noticed, I talked to some of the libertine folk too, and they also weren't that happy, but they were terrified of going down a level. A few hoped to become top dweller, but nobody's trying that hard to make it happen. Not as hard as me.
Wow, yes. That's exactly what I thought. I guess the lesson is that the people at the very top and bottom of the pyramid are the least happy because they feel trapped by their pyramid levels, but the people in the middle have some mobility and ownership over their lives, but also more anxiety about dropping down a level or even going up a level. I don't know. I was happy here once. When it was just me and my pyramid room, my pyramid hat, and my beautiful pyramid gun. Aha! I can shoot you with it now.
Not so fast, Pyramid Lord. You may have your pyramid gun, but I have this knife that I made from little parts of the base of the pyramid.
No! How dare you! You cracked off pieces of my precious pyramid. You bring a pyramid knife to a pyramid gunfight? Fool! I'll just shoot a pyramid into your face right now and teach you a pyramid lesson. Then you will learn why you must maintain your place in the pyramid. It's the only way the pyramid works. If the pieces of the pyramid went wherever they wanted, it would no longer be shaped like a beautiful pyramid! That's my heart valve. Oh, I screamed too hard. Oh, please, please, quickly, get me near the tiny power pyramid. Just over there. I must touch it and receive its healing energy.
There's a lot of pyramids here. Did you mean the crystal shaped like a pyramid in the middle of this pyramid room?
Carry me to it now! Please! Please! Extend my life forever, please! I must touch my precious power pyramid.
Well, I'm touching it now. Does that mean I'm supposed to take your place or something?
No! Don't do that! Don't take my place! That means I'll be dead! Don't you see? I must live forever, and all of you must stay in your pyramid levels. Get it?
I thought whoever gets to the top of the pyramid and grabs your power pyramid replaces you as the pyramid lord.
So, the pyramid base dweller has become the pyramid top usurper. You think you know everything. I'll kill you where you stand. Oh, I missed. I'm so old. Oh, I think I am dying. Oh, so, oh, you know what? Please just take it. I'm very tired of being at the top of the pyramid. You know, when it was just me in the one pyramid room, like I said, it was kind of nice, but it's not nice anymore.
You're talking about this pyramid room?
Yes. Duh. And then I kept putting it higher into the sky, but I made it so tall, I can no longer see the ground. Some would call that irony, but it's simply the truth.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow. Wowee, wow, wow. So, do you want some bed?
Yes, please. Thanks for this bird. It tastes like a big bug.
Oh! Well, look at that. Maybe I'll try some bugs one day.
They're not bad.
You're not bad. Has anyone told you that?
Never.
I think you'll do well up here. You have big pyramid energy. I can tell. Oh! My life!
Pyramid Lord? Pyramid Lord? I did it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
That was The Pyramid, written and performed by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova. I would like to apologize for what I assume is a very bad British accent. For more possibly bad accents and a lot of comedy goodness, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/lefthandedradio. Another way to support the show is by rating and reviewing this podcast wherever you listen to it. If our show grows, more people will find it. If more people find it, maybe we'll continue making it. That's how it works. If you'd like to hear Adam and myself talk as ourselves on other shows, go to lefthandedradio.com and visit our appearances page, where you can find shows like Never Seen It with Kyle Ayers or The Dork Forest with Jackie Cajun. This has been Left-Handed Radio, a Left-Handed Radio project. And see, I know that that is also a British accent that is possibly bad, but it's such a short sample that I don't think you've noticed yet. Okay, bye.